welcome to Mindful Living Fee, a podcast show which is dedicated to exploring the benefits of mindful and spiritual living. In each episode, we will be diving deep into topics such as meditation, self-care, manifestation, and more to help you find inner peace and live a more conscious and fulfilling life. Join us as we uncover practical tips, inspiring stories, and transformative practices to help you reconnect with your true self and embrace a more mindful way of living. Tune in and let's embark on this journey of self-discovery together. Hello and welcome to this latest episode. Those of you who've tuned in before may notice the slight name change from the Empowerment Oasis. I mean, prior to that, it was a spiritual shift. Now we've gone with Mindful Living Fee, which is an alignment with my TikTok account and my Instagram page. And I just changed the name slightly just to reflect what I'm going to be focusing and talking about this podcast with. So I've gone with the term mindful living rather than spiritual, because I feel like sometimes spiritual practices, it can have like religious connotations, or people aren't exactly sure if it's for them. They may think it's like way too out there, but mindfulness is more about, it's more practical and more relatable, I feel anyway. So I find the two are quite interchangeable, how I take them into account. I'm not particularly religious when I talk about spirituality, spiritual practices. It's sort of being aware of being part of something bigger. So connecting with nature, the moon, connecting with yourself, self-discovery, self-care, that kind of thing, rather than practicing a particular religion or spiritual movement, such as being like pagan or Wiccan or Buddhist. But I know it has different meanings for different people, so that's how I thought, go with mindfulness. So I hope that's okay with everyone. So in this episode today, I'm going to be talking a bit about the power of putting intention and alignment behind the things you do and why that is really important. And I think that's kind of like reflected a little bit in why I've decided to like change my name, change the name on my TikTok, my Instagram as well. I've still got my business Instagram, which is the Enhanced Holistics one, but I thought the one I'm doing, which is more of a personal one, to align with this podcast, the Mindful Living Fee, the name of it, same as the podcast, is more about like really enhancing how you live by just appreciating those smaller things and just making the best of your situation and that. So as I say, today I'm going to be talking about intention and why it's so important when you're doing these mindful or spiritual practices. So just before I go on to that, just the way I see it is not, it's not about like having to be positive all the time. It's about just being aware of how you're feeling, and it's about having that control of your inner world, even when things around you may seem like chaotic and out of your control. It's about focusing on what you can control, which is usually your inner world and how you relate to your circumstances. And it was kind of during, it was during the pandemic, I'd say, I really became aware of that. But prior to that, I think when I first started to focus on things like the law of attraction and raising my vibration was probably about 8 years ago. I was working in a job that I was really unhappy in. It was not a part-time job, it was a temporary contract in a school, and it was the first time I'd worked in a school, and it wasn't the best environment. Apologies if you listen to this and you worked in the same school as me. It's not the most recent school I've worked in. It was the one I worked in for a year prior to that, but it was just, it was quite a toxic environment. A lot of power struggles going on. I was not happy there, and I started to really focus on how I could control my inner world to relate to that situation. And I did get, at the time, I did get involved in network marketing, kind of like as a desperate bid to escape this job, I guess. But not that network marketing was for me, it didn't work out for me, it's not something I'm into, but it introduced me to the law of attraction and mindset stuff, which is still important to me, which I've taken forward. So anyway, I could go on about that forever, but that's not what the episode is necessarily about. We're talking about the power of intention. And the definition really of intention is when we perform an action with purpose mindfulness and awareness and knowing exactly why we're doing it and giving it our full focus, not just sort of doing it for the sake of it, and ensuring that what you're doing aligns with your values and you're not just doing it because it's kind of like what's expected of you or what other people are doing. And that can be true of a lot of things, not just like your spiritual practices and things like your morning routine. It can be true of like what you're doing in terms of like work, and particularly if you run a business, but also work wise or if you're studying or anything like that. Like, I am terrible for, I guess it's called like shiny ball syndrome, of thinking, seeing a course or seeing someone else is doing this and questioning whether I'm on the right path, or whether I should be doing this extra thing, this extra course. So I'm doing counselling at the moment at college, which is great, but then when I see other people are doing like maybe hypnotherapy or a different type of counselling, I start to sort of question, oh, should I be doing that? Or even in my business, if I see people are offering other treatments, or maybe if they're lowering the prices or doing certain packages, I start thinking, oh gosh, but I don't offer that, I'm not doing that, maybe I should be doing that. And it can be easy to feel like you've got to be doing everything at once because you're paying too much attention to what other people are doing. So it's really important to do things with intention rather than just because you're following the crowd or for the sake of it. So some of the different kind of mindful / spiritual practices I have found work for me are definitely meditation, gratitude, chakra work and Reiki, definitely being out in nature and doing mindful walking, not take or running, like more lately running, and not taking my phone with me while I go. Working with the moon is definitely a big one. Crystals and tarot and oracle. So they are my main go-to practices, but I'm not doing them all the time. I'm not necessarily doing them in the way that other people are doing. And I'll change them up if they don't align for me. So, for example, with the gratitude, at the minute I'm doing the morning gratitude and it's like three things you're grateful for. And sometimes I do feel like I have to force myself to do it. But I was talking to someone and they were like, look at it from a different angle. Look at like, think about the things you're maybe a bit frustrated with and try and find the gratitude in that situation. Or if something's gone wrong, I've done this anyway, I try and like find the gratitude in the situation. So for example, when somebody opened the car door into my car the other week and damaged it, like I was really frustrated by the situation, but then I thought, right, let's do a gratitude list. Nobody was injured, the car's insured, the other person was like agreeable to handing over their insurance details, they didn't get aggressive with me, I could still drive the car home. So it's about like trying to find the gratitude in your situation, whatever your situation is. You're stuck in traffic, you've got time to listen to the radio, you've got time like where you're not rushing around, you're forced to sit in that traffic. If you're with the car with your kids, you've got time to talk to your kids and spend time with them. Yesterday my son's doctor's appointment was running really late, it's going to make me late for work, he was made up because it's going to make me late, him late for school. And I was getting a bit frustrated, and then I thought, you know what, there's probably nothing I can do. It's allowing me to spend some time with my son that I don't normally have. So that's the angle I come at gratitude with, that's more aligned with me, rather than just doing your three things you're grateful for the sake of it. Same with meditation. Like, I like meditating, but if I feel like I'm just going to be doing it for the sake of it and I'm not going to be putting everything into my meditation because instead I'm thinking about, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, or it's going to make me tired and then I'm going to be too tired to do what I need to do, for example, after I've meditated, then I won't do it. Or I'll do it like right last thing at night before I go to bed as I fall asleep, rather than trying to fit it in the middle of the day, because I'm doing it then with intention rather than thinking I'm just doing it for the sake of it. Same like with my moon practices. I do practices for the full moon and the new moon, but like the most recent moon, it was the new moon, I didn't do any practices because I felt like if I was doing it, I would have just been doing it for the sake of it, and it would have felt like another thing I've got to do, because I was already doing something for like the spring equinox. I was already doing this online goal setting thing, and it felt like it's just going to be something else taking up my time, so I wouldn't have been putting my full effort and intention into it. So it's really important that you are going about what you're doing, and you know you're doing it for a reason, not just because the internet says you should be doing so. Like, if you're someone who wants to charge the crystals on a full moon, you're not just whacking them on the windowsill and forgetting about them. You're actually thinking about why you want to charge them, why you want to cleanse them. You're programming that intention into your crystals as to why you want those crystals to serve you. So it's kind of like the opposite of doing something as a habit or autopilot, because you're really thinking about the reasoning behind it. You've got a specific aim. And this is important because it's then sending out clear messages to the universe of what you want to achieve, what you want to manifest. And then it helps to draw back the right opportunities, situations, and circumstances back into you, rather than if you're just doing something without thinking. And as I say, doing stuff on habit, doing stuff without thinking, there's no harm to that. Like when you're doing your vacuum cleaning or you're washing up, there's kind of like no harm to doing them things on autopilot. But when you're doing your gratitude and your spiritual practices, your mindful practices, it is important to have that intention behind it and that focus. So how to do this then? A few tips are, first of all, as I said, choose practices that are in line with you and are important for you. And pick times to do them when you're feeling focused, not when you're feeling, oh, I've got to squash it in around everything else I'm doing. But if you are feeling like you're struggling to fit things in and these things are important to you, look at what else you need to ditch in your life. So at the minute, I know I'm spending too much time on my phone, like scrolling TikTok and not actually getting on with stuff. And sometimes it can make me feel a bit negative. So I know I need to cut that out a little bit and maybe delete TikTok off my phone, although that's difficult because I'm uploading my videos onto my TikTok, but maybe put time limit on it, set timers. When you go about an activity, know what it is you want to achieve for it and know why you're doing it. As I say as well, don't feel guilty if others are doing things that you're not, and start feeling that you should be doing it. So if other people are getting up at 5 in the morning, other people are doing yoga. Another thing like I hate doing is that ideal day journaling. I find it so boring and so draining, and it's quite negative as well, because it makes me like realize like there's a big gap between what I'm at, where I am now, and this ideal day. My logic starts coming into it too much, so that's not aligned with me, so I never kind of do that kind of thing. But I will do visualization about the feelings that I want to feel. Just follow your intuition as well, and don't be afraid to try things that are different and ditch them if they don't work for you, if they're no longer aligned for you. And just keep it simple, really simple. So like I've started doing these exercise snacks, and I just do a minute of like squats or like leg stretches or lunges as and when I can, and try and fit it in as 10 minutes of exercise a day. So just things like that, fitting it in, keeping it really simple so that it doesn't feel like it's a big effort for you, and just remembering to keep that intention and that purpose behind it. So just coming to the end of this podcast now, it's only been a short episode just to get me back into it, but I hope you've enjoyed it. I am going to try and put more episodes out, hopefully once every fortnight, maybe more if I get the chance. So please do give me a follow on my social media. My business Instagram is Enhancerlistics. My more personal one, where I share more of the mindfulness stuff and what I'm doing in my home to improve my living arrangements kind of thing, make the best of my life, is Mindful Living Fee. And that's also my TikTok as well. So give me a follow, and please tune in to further episodes. Have a wonderful weekend, or whatever you're doing. Enjoy. Hope you've enjoyed this latest episode of the podcast. If you have, then please consider to subscribe or even rate and review. I'll be aiming to release an episode at least once every 2 weeks, possibly more.
In the meantime, if you'd like to follow me on social media, my links are in the show notes, as are the links to my Amazon author page, where I offer a range of journals to help you on your journey to mindfulness and self-discovery. Take care and catch up with you soon.